Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today, we're diving deep into a comprehensive analysis of the Travelers Companies, Inc., ticker symbol TRV, one of the heavyweights in the property and casualty insurance space. If you're looking to understand whether this stock deserves a spot in your portfolio, stick around because we're covering everything from financials to recent performance, valuation, and a whole lot more. Let's get started. So, why are we talking about Travelers today? Well, as a major player in the insurance industry, TRV has been on the radar of long-term investors for its stability, dividends, and consistent performance in a sector that's often seen as a safe haven during volatile markets. With a market cap of over $63 billion and a history dating back to 1853, this isn't just any company. It's a cornerstone of the financial services sector. We'll break down what's driving its growth, what risks to watch out for, and whether the current price makes sense for investors like you and me. Let's start with the basics about the Travelers Companies, Inc. Headquartered in New York, Travelers operates through three main segments: business and international insurance, bond and specialty insurance, and personal insurance. They offer a wide range of products, from commercial property and casualty insurance to personal auto and homeowners policies, primarily through independent agents and brokers. With over 34,000 employees and a presence across the U.S., Canada, and other international markets, this is a company with serious scale. Under the leadership of CEO Alan Schnitzer, Travelers has built a reputation for disciplined underwriting and strong risk management, key traits in an industry where one bad catastrophe can wipe out profits. Now let's talk revenue. How does Travelers make its money, and where is it coming from? In 2025, the company reported total revenue of about $48.8 billion, a solid increase from $46.4 billion in 2024. Breaking it down by segment, business and international insurance led the pack with roughly $26 billion, followed by personal insurance at $18.3 billion, and bond and specialty insurance contributing $4.6 billion. Geographically, the vast majority, about $46.4 billion, comes from the United States, with Canada adding $1.3 billion and other non-U.S. regions bringing in $2.5 billion combined. This heavy reliance on the U.S. market shows their strength at home, but also highlights a potential area for growth if they can expand internationally. The numbers reflect a company that's growing steadily, especially in personal and business lines, which are benefiting from pricing momentum and higher demand for coverage. Moving on to earnings, Travelers has been putting up some impressive numbers recently. For the full year 2025, they reported a net income of $6.3 billion, up significantly from $5 billion in 2024. That translates to an earnings per share of $27.84, a big jump from $21.76 the prior year. Looking at their most recent quarterly results for Q1 2026, the company beat expectations with strong earnings, driven by lower catastrophe losses and improved net investment income. While revenues slightly missed estimates, the bottom line showed resilience, and they even raised their dividend, a great sign for income-focused investors. This kind of performance tells me Travelers is managing risks well while capitalizing on favorable market conditions. Let's dig a bit deeper into what management had to say during their Q1 2026 earnings call. They highlighted strong financial results, pointing to disciplined underwriting and strategic investments as key drivers. The team emphasized their ability to navigate a challenging environment with lower catastrophe losses compared to prior periods, which boosted profitability. They also talked about continued momentum in pricing, especially in personal and business lines, and expressed optimism about 2026, citing technology investments and innovation as pillars for future growth. Management's focus on balancing growth with risk management seems to be paying off, and their confidence in the outlook is something investors should note. All right, let's take a closer look at the financial statements to see what's under the hood. On the income statement side, Travelers has shown consistent revenue growth over the past few years, climbing from $41.4 billion in 2023 to $48.8 billion in 2025. Net income has followed suit, nearly doubling from $3 billion in 2023 to $6.3 billion in 2025. Their gross profit margin sits at a healthy 44%, and net profit margin is around 15.5%, both indicating efficient operations for an insurance company. Switching to the balance sheet, total assets as of 2025 were $143.7 billionaires, up from $133.2 billionaires in 2024, with investments making up a massive $101.2 billion of that. Total liabilities stand at $110.8 billion, leaving shareholders' equity at $32.9 billion, a solid foundation. One thing to note is their return on equity, which came in at 24.1% for the trailing 12 months, showing they're generating good returns on the money invested by shareholders. Finally, cash flow is a bright spot. In 2025, net cash from operating activities was a robust $10.6 billion, compared to $9.1 billion in 2024. This strong cash generation supports their dividend payments and gives them flexibility for reinvestment or share buybacks. Overall, the financials paint a picture of a company in good health with the ability to weather storms, literally and figuratively. Now let's talk valuation. Is Travelers stock priced right at around $300 per share? Looking at traditional metrics, their trailing PE ratio is about 8.5, which is quite low compared to the broader market and even to the property and casualty insurance industry average of around 12.8. Their forward PE for 2026 is projected at 10.6, still reasonable. Price to sales is 1.3, which isn't overly expensive, and their dividend yield of 1.46% adds a nice bonus for income investors. From a book value perspective, TRV trades at about 2.05 times price to book, which is on the higher side for the sector, but justified by their strong earnings growth and return on equity. Based on these metrics, the stock doesn't look overvalued, but let's dive deeper into intrinsic value in a bit to confirm. Let's break down Travelers through a SWOT analysis to get a full picture of where they stand. Starting with strengths, Travelers boasts solid financial performance with consistent revenue and earnings growth. Their diversified portfolio across personal, business, and specialty insurance helps spread risk, and their disciplined underwriting keeps losses in check. A strong balance sheet and robust cash flows also give them the firepower to invest in technology and pay steady dividends. On the weaknesses side, their heavy reliance on the U.S. that market could be a vulnerability if domestic economic conditions sour. Also, the insurance industry is inherently exposed to catastrophic events, and even with good risk management, a major disaster could dent profits. For opportunities, there's room to grow internationally. Non-U.S. revenue is still a small slice of the pie. Rising demand for cyber insurance and other specialty products could be a big tailwind, and their investments in tech could improve efficiency and customer reach. Finally, threats. Climate change is a real concern, increasing the frequency and severity of natural disasters, which could lead to higher claims. Regulatory changes or competitive pressures in the insurance space could also squeeze margins if pricing power weakens. Overall, Travelers is well positioned, but they'll need to navigate external risks carefully. Let's check out recent performance and see how the stock has been moving. Over the past week, TRV is up 2.93%, and over the last month, it's gained a strong 13.1%. Looking further out, the stock is up 5.93% over 3 months, 11.13% over 6 months, and a solid 26.4% over the past year. If we zoom out even more, the 5-year return is an impressive 106.21%, outpacing many peers in the property and casualty insurance space. Compared to the broader financial services sector, which is up just 7.75% over the past year, Travelers is clearly a standout. From a technical perspective, the stock is trading above its key moving averages, signaling bullish momentum in the short term. However, with such a strong run, I'd keep an eye out for potential pullbacks, as profit-taking could kick in. Now, let's dive into an intrinsic value analysis to see if Travelers is undervalued or overpriced at its current level of around $300. Using a discounted cash flow model, we can project future cash flows and discount them back to today's value. Travelers has shown strong operating cash flow, hitting $10.6 billion in 2025, and with a free cash flow yield of about 17.9%, there's a lot of cash generation to work with. Based on a DCF calculation with a 10% discount rate, and a conservative 3% terminal growth rate over 5 projection years, the intrinsic value comes out to approximately $577 per share. That's significantly higher than the current price of $300, suggesting the stock could be undervalued by a wide margin. Even using a more conservative estimate, the value still points to upside potential. Keep in mind, though, that DCF models rely on assumptions, and for an insurance company like Travelers, cash flows can be impacted by unpredictable events like catastrophes. So, while the numbers look promising, take them as one piece of the puzzle, rather than gospel. Cross-referencing with PE and PB ratios, which also suggest the stock isn't overpriced, I'm inclined to think there's value here for long-term investors. Alright, let's wrap this up. The Travelers Companies Inc. is a solid player in the insurance space with strong financials, consistent growth, and a reasonable valuation. Their recent performance shows momentum, earnings are trending up, and their dividend adds a nice layer of stability for income seekers. That said, risks like catastrophic events and reliance on the U.S. market are worth keeping an eye on. Personally, I think TRV could be a great long-term hold, especially if you're looking for exposure to the financial sector with less volatility than, say, banks or fintechs. At the current price, it looks like there's upside potential based on both traditional metrics and intrinsic value calculations. What do you think? Are you bullish on Travelers, or do you see too many risks on the horizon? Drop your thoughts in the comments below, and if you found this analysis helpful, smash that like button and subscribe for more deep dives like this one. Until next time, keep investing smart.